USA, USA, USA. That's all I can think about today. 11 o'clock today, USA going for the gold.
Wonderful.
Hockey's on my brain today. I have the Deacon wear today because the Deacons are playing hockey today and a little tournament. So, you know, I guess they're called the Beacons because they're the Bruins and the Deacons together.
The Deacons and the Beacons?
Yeah, the Fargo South Bruins, yeah. and the Fargo Shanley Deacons. So it's Beacons, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, that'll happen later today. I'm at Tioga Bound later today, and that's always a good day. Whenever
and you're going to be live from there tomorrow.
Exactly right. Yes, indeed. So looking forward to that as well. Spend a chunk of the weekend out there in God's country, known as the North Dakota Miracle. How about that? Can hardly wait. Later on this hour, we have Yana Murdahl, North Dakota State Director of the Concerned Women for America. We're going to talk about this new North Dakota Human Life Amendment. It'll be part of the November ballot. Very important. There's a broad coalition that has joined together on that front. Look forward to that. Dan Fabian will be here. He's a state representative from Roseau. And Dan is just wrapping up. I want to say, something in the neighborhood of 14 town halls that he's done. Now, there's a citizen legislator for you.
He is, and he's in the Senate district with Senator Stump, who I guess at one point trained for the priesthood and is on the cusp or the bubble about this child, quote, safety bullying act.
Yeah, and there's a few. There's a voting act that's up. There's a few really hot-button issues we're going to chat with Dan about. Who's the senator from Morehead? Deacon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think he's not actually from Morehead, but he represents Morehead and that particular district as well.
Mark Hort, that district, both reps voted in favor of this act. So
yeah.
He's a target of trying to persuade him to read the bill.
So anyway, we'll talk with Dan Fabian about all that coming up on the program later this hour. We have some open phone time today, obviously, in the 9 and 10 o'clock hours. A lot of folks ticked off yesterday about this wood-burning stove ban.
It's crazy.
It's just nuts. It is really.
It's got to stop.
You know, the bans and the regulations and the fuel standards on the trucks, it just keeps, you know, they just keep throwing monkey wrenches.
Everybody involved with that needs to be fired. We need to shut down the EPA like a rodent says.
I think I'm going to go to the EPA when I'm there. I'm gonna just stay there. I'm going to stand outside the EPA like lunchtime.
Why don't you burp a lot?
Should I?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll just, for one, I want to know what we can do about some of this stuff. So we're going to be at the Heritage Foundation on Monday. Stephen Moore will be here, a great economist. I want to crunch some numbers on the economy. And then I want to spend some time with the folks that know the EPA inside and out and say, where's our relief here? Because, you know, I don't like hearing about all the pain but not knowing how to relieve the pain, right?
Right.
I want
and
solutions.
And so, good luck.
Well, at least the Heritage Foundation will know if there's any avenue so
we can
put our energy towards something.
So they're not just frustrated.
Right.
You know,
right.
Ultimately, you got to get people that say, let's shut down the EPA. You got to elect the right kind of people in November.
Well, that's no question. We have to elect the right kind of people. Is that the only fix, or are there other things we can do with what we have right now?
Well,
I want to
pressure
know.
Is pressure. You
yeah,
know.
Probably is people. Anyway, we're going to deal with that on Monday. Is Ron Ness joining us Monday? Is Monday's Ron Ness day too? I got to remember that because we'll have that particular issue. Okay. So why don't you confirm that today, Chris? Just so before I get too far down the path on the EPA thing that we're doing that in the usual slot. Anyway, North Dakota Farm Bureau President Doyle Johannes will be here along with the District 7 Director of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Wes Klein. The comment period is ending next week about the changes to the extraordinary areas, which, by the way, they now call areas of interest.
How sad.
I don't know why we got to, you know, special places are already protected. There's already a procedure. And here is a Republican Attorney General that is trying to implement additional rules and regulations. It just is a head-scratcher to me. The governor and the attorney general and the ag commissioner sit on the industrial commission, and they make these decisions. Your voice really needs to be heard on this. The real question is, fix it or scrap it? I'm for scrapping it, but we're going to talk about it today. The problem is it will not be scrapped unless you're heard, unless you take time to weigh in on this. And a lot of landowners have stepped up to the plate to say, this isn't about oil and gas development. This is about private property rights, for crying out loud. And so this one is a sort of a coalition between the energy industry and the ag community.
And it's a good partnership.
It is a very good partnership, and it's very strong in many areas in the state, without question. But some more needs to be done there. The idea that more extremists, have that extremist extreme environmentalists have more tools to do what they desire to do, and that's just flat out stop oil and gas development, is chilling. Okay, because we know that's what they seek to do. That's what they seek to do. And why would you give them more tools? You follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
In other words, you know their ultimate goal. Their ultimate goal isn't to work together.
No, they don't care about the environment.
They care
about control.
Yes. And so we have a process now. I think the Attorney General's heart's in his right place. He's saying, look, if we're super transparent about this and we put this out there, then they'll love us. They'll never love us.
No.
They'll never love us. Ever. They have designs on stopping it. Shutting down the economy, shutting down fossil fuel development, and you're handing them a baseball bat. Makes no sense to me. But it'll only happen if others agree with me and speak up about this. Very, very important. All right, what else we have? North Dakota State Treasurer Kelly Schmidt. I'm looking forward to this. She was on not long ago talking about the fact that she was going to put up a pie chart, so to speak, of all the various state funds that are out there. And we've had a lot of questions on this. You know, how many funds are there? What is their purpose? How is the money invested? You know, so anyway, we're going to get to the bottom of that today. Kelly Schmidt, State Treasurer, 10:30. And she's planning to do some work to expose some of these pots of money. We have a lot of rainy day funds in North Dakota.
And where they are invested, you know, some of them I've heard are heavily invested in just the stock market. So they're vulnerable to if we have a hard sell-off.
Right, and not to mention, we have needs right here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd invest them in North Dakota, for instance, in, you know, the rainy day's here. Right? It means the rainy day funds and the rainy day is here, especially in the oil patch. I mean, there's a presentation yesterday Association of Oil and Gas Counties put on called the Western Conversation. I was there at the old Doublewood, the Ramada in Bismarck yesterday over the lunch hour. I forgot to thank the folks for my lunch. They fed me. That was kind of nice. But anyway, so we're at this gathering, and Brent Stanford, the mayor of Watford City, gets up and talks about all their needs. And Ron Anderson, a county commissioner in McKenzie County, gets up, talks about all their needs. And do you know McKenzie County alone, because of oil and gas development, is sending to Bismarck $1.2 billion.
Wow.
$1.2 billion from one county. Do you know what they get back? Of that $1.2 billion?
It's less than half, isn't it?
It's $80 million.
Oh, no.
Yeah, $80 million. Now, obviously, if the state pays its share of a road, I'm not counting that. You follow me?
Sure.
But I'm saying that's what they retain. So they really want a formula change. And, you know, and the last legislative session, there was a sunset clause put on some special funding. And because of that, now these cities and counties can't bond. Because the sunset is for 2015, so the bonding agency is saying, well, what if the money goes away? Well, it's not going to go away. They're going to continue to fund, to the degree they have in the legislature, probably need to do more. Not probably. They do. There needs to be some adjustment here because here's what I would do. I wish they would, you know, go to the Bank of North Dakota and say, why don't we do a 1% loan here, and let's do a three-year plan for all of our needs so we can get caught up, right? A three-year plan for all of our needs to get caught up, right? And then have the legislature be able to take over, you know, I don't know, 3 years, 5 years, whatever, additional time for them. So, in other words, the needs are now, but they're not getting the money now, and they can't bond for it. So I think that's why we have a Bank of North Dakota, isn't it? You know, there's the bottom line, the current system is not working. There needs to be more done. And no, we just need to get some folks in a room and figure all this out. But if you're given $1.2 billion and you're getting $80 million back, you know, that's something's out of whack there. And these communities really feel like that's happening over and over and over again. So anyway, you know, are some of these rainy day funds appropriate? Because it's a rainy day in the oil patch. It's a rainy day where they need more roads. They need more schools. They need more infrastructure, everything, you know?
The cost of housing, you know, is national news about Williston, and how do you, what kind of bridge do you do that to facilitate where average people can afford to rent?
Do you understand why the cost of housing is high?
Sure.
The cost of building is outrageous.
That's absolutely.
And by the way, lenders, here's a question I have, and I need to get to the bottom of this. Identical apartment buildings, one in Fargo, one in Tioga, Watford City, whatever, all right? 20-year payback in Fargo, 5-year payback is what the lenders require in the patch. Well, that's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
If anything, it ought to be a 30-year payout in the patch because everybody's telling us this is at least a 30-year play, maybe more, so that they can get housing more affordable because the number one need is human capital. It's people, and it's tough to get them to come, their families to come, when the housing is where it's at. So lots of work to do, no question about it. More call. What's on your mind, Yana Murdahl?
When we get back, don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is What's on Your Mind with Mark the Freedom Poet. I'm Scott Hammond. By the way, hazardous weather outlooks for both Fargo and Tioga, according to the National Weather Service, we'll tell you more about. Portions of eastern North Dakota, west central, northwest Minnesota. Basically, winds are going to increase quite a bit this afternoon. Gust over 30 miles an hour. Some patchy blowing and drifting snow may reduce visibilities down to 3 miles at times. And then Friday through Wednesday, bitterly cold temps. So that's back. Much of the same out in the patch. With the winds, get a load of this. Today, near 50 miles an hour across the southwest and south central North Dakota.
Whew. And that's heading to Minneapolis along with maybe a foot of snow.
Yeah, but they're talking blizzard down in the cities, right?
Right.
Really ugly. All right, the North Dakota chairwoman of the North Dakota Life Committee, the North Dakota State Director for Concerned Women for America, Yana Murdahl, is here with us today in the program. Hello, Yana, how are you?
I'm doing great, and so far,
So far, no wind up in this neck of the woods, but sadly, we're getting ready for that stormy weather again, huh?
Exactly right. Well, tell me about the North Dakota Choose Life Coalition that you're chairing, and this unique coalition of organizations and community leaders that seems to me is pretty special.
It is special, Scott. It's quite amazing. It includes organizations like North Dakota Catholic Conference, Family Alliance, Life League, Love Them Both, Right to Life, and certainly Concerned Women for America, LAC here. So everybody, excuse me, everybody is sitting at the table on this Human Life Amendment that's on our ballot for November. So it's a unique situation. I'm just honored to be chairwoman for that effort, which has been working behind the scenes here for several months now. And like you know, we just did a press release last week, but we are gearing up to see North Dakota be the first state to truly take on the basic human right of all times, which is the right to life, through the Human Life Amendment on the ballot on the 4th of November.
What would the North Dakota Human Life Amendment do?
You know what? What it will do, it will actually protect laws that we already have on the books and laws that are coming down the pike. It's a good question, Scott, because a lot of people say, well, what actually will it do? Let me first read it to you. It says, literally, the inalienable right to life of every human being at any stage of development must be recognized and protected. And the reason we need that in our Constitution, as an example, is that we had a judge recently in Cass County that somehow in his own mind found a right to abortion in the North Dakota Constitution. Well, that's not there. And the good people in North Dakota, with good values and morals, have over 20, 30 years, through their elected representatives, passed laws, things that protect minors that are going for abortions, so that, parental notification, things of women being protected and have continuous care in hospitals, full disclosure of what this whole abortion procedure does. I mean, there's numerous laws that have passed, and they all stand to be wiped off the books right now. And so what the Human Life Amendment actually does is sort of set a foundation, if you will. I mean, you and I are both sitting in rooms right now, I hope, with foundations, and we wouldn't be able to do our work and do the things we do unless we have that foundation. So it kind of mimics basically the Constitution itself, whether it's the United States Constitution or certainly the North Dakota Constitution, which sets parameters so that legislators then can go and write law, and that those laws just won't be wiped out by one stroke of a pen by one judge or by outside of the state, big abortion industry money interests that come into North Dakota and try to sort of nullify everything we've done or our legislator has done.
You know, everybody should be for this, regardless of your position on the issue, for the following reason. A elected group of leaders have passed this legislation. A governor has signed it. It's gone through the democratic process. So you should never want courts to undo what elected leaders do. That's when things go south quick. And so, even people that say, hey, I was not in favor of that legislation, even members of the legislature that voted against it, ought not want to have their work undone by a court. So I would think you'd have support even beyond what was there and rather robust during the legislative session, Your Honor.
Oh, absolutely. And I think what if people understand our wonderful system here in our republic is that we do get to choose. We go out in our communities. We're doing it right now. Both parties are doing it right now, going out in our communities and finding those that we would prefer represent us so that we can live our lives and do our things and go to basketball games here at home. We send them to Bismarck. We trust that they're going to come up with sound judgment down there. And if the majority of them do, and it's passed and it's signed by the governor, that's the law of the land. And all of us know that if we don't like that, then get involved in the process, either run for office or elect other people. But if we start allowing one judge with a stroke of a pen say that, I don't think so, that's a dangerous, dangerous thing. Then we lose sort of the balance of the republic. We invite the discussion on this. We want North Dakotans involved in this. And we know that there's going to be a lot of money. I hear millions and millions of dollars coming in from Planned Parenthood and outside groups. They're going to fight this. And the reason why, Scott, is because the bottom line is money. You know, the abortion industry makes an enormous amount of money. So they're not concerned about the women here or the unborn children or life itself. They're concerned about the bottom dollar. So North Dakotans just need to be aware that this is a good amendment. This gives us a foundation to stand on, to write law, and to protect law that's already been written.
Yeah, it really makes a lot of sense. And here's the deal. I want folks in our audience that are pro-life to be reminded it's not enough to be pro-life. You know, that's my staple line. It's not enough to be pro-life. You have to do something about those pro-life convictions. And there's many ways to help. And the North Dakota Choose Life committee will need folks to go door-to-door. They will need folks to stuff envelopes. They will need the folks to make phone calls. And certainly if you're not able to help in that way with your time, your treasure could help as well. And it will be needed because this will be a David versus Goliath right. We saw it on the very simple, basic question on the last ballot about religious protection, which basically was like flood insurance for faith that said, you know what, we just want, you know, what is currently the law of the land in North Dakota to prevail and prevent any court from doing it. So we're gonna enshrine that in the Constitution. It was basically saying, keep things status quo, just make sure that courts aren't able to do it. And how much did Planned Parenthood spend on that effort?
Oh boy, they spent a couple of million dollars. And isn't that interesting that the abortion industry would be afraid of faith? You know, that tells you that's a whole other topic right there, Scott. I mean, that's just amazing to me. So they're fighting hard, and I think North Dakota is standing as leaders in the nation right now just for common sense moral values. And we have found through surveys that North Dakotans are moral, and they feel very strongly that abortion and the damage to women is an immoral issue. So we need to stand firmly here and pass this amendment. Absolutely. Thank you for pushing it. It's going to be a lift. We need your support. We need your money. But be just aware out there, if you're listening, that all of these groups, all of us are together on this, 100% unity going forward. And there'll be more information coming out. We have a website being built right now, Choose Life, NorthDakotaChooseLife.com will be out there. We'll be crisscrossing the states and certainly involved at every level we can. So, we need everybody to stand up and help out. And if I may, you know, some people say, well, do we really need it? I think we discussed that. The other question that often comes up, Scott, is, will it stand in court? Well, the measure doesn't actually ban anything or create law. It's a constitutional amendment, which gives, again, a foundation. So you can't really be challenging something in court that isn't specific. And we've had several things. One in 1989 out of Missouri did the same thing. And the court let it stand because it doesn't actually write law. It just says this is the foundation from which we are going to write law.
Yana, so, thank you so much for your leadership on this. ndchooselife.com. We'll be doing lots more. Yana will be speaking at the massive Freedom Club gathering on the 15th of March, so circular calendars there. Hang on if you would. Yana, I want to chat with you about one other issue before we go.
Okay.
This is What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle, serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Continue on What's On Your Mind. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Mark the Freedom Poet. Mark, you ready for our next guest on the program here today?
He's a grand representative. I met him even before he ran and became elected.
I knew his son before I knew him because he was one of the kindest Sioux hockey players to ever grace the wonderful Engelstad Arena, Eric Fabian. So we're in agreement. He's a good guy and a good man. If we had more of him in the state legislature, we'd be good shapes, in much better shape than Minnesota currently finds itself in. State Representative Dan Fabian, Republican from Roseville, joins us today on the program. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks for those kind words. When you talk about Eric being a nice hockey player, I'm not sure he'd appreciate that. But
well, off the ice, right? On the ice,
you do
what you got to do. Yeah. Who do you think's going to win today at 11, by the way? USA going to get the gold or what?
I really do. I'm very optimistic. You know, they've had some really tough battles. Canada won the last time. We've got the Lamoureux girls and Gigi Marmon, and I don't see how we can not win. So we're sure pulling for them.
Sounds great. I have a few questions for you, then I know Mark does as well, but I want to start by just getting a recap of what the folks that you represent in Northwest Minnesota are most concerned about right now. You've just wrapped up, 14 town halls?
Actually, I had 15 town halls in 4 days, and I was in Roseau World, Badger, Greenbush, Carlstead, Lake Brunson, Lancaster, Hallock. I was in Stephen and Oslo and Warren and Deep River Falls and Viking and Brigla and Middle River. And this morning I'm in Greenbush. In fact, I just walked out of the Twins Rockin' 50s Cafe. I pulled into town. I had a student that wanted to meet with me this morning at the school. It was actually Maxine Pennis's granddaughter, the former representative from this area. I'm sure Mark is familiar with her. It was kind of cool driving down the street in Greenbush and heading towards the school. Here's a couple of high school kids riding their snowmobiles to school. People that live in the big city are really missing out.
That's good old life in the rugged Northwest of Minnesota. Nothing like it ever. I tell you what, that builds character. We're talking about kids going to school that way. You know, hop on that sled and head to school. I also love that World got lots of plugs after the USA Russia victory with TJ Oshie talking about World and everybody on the national and international stage talking about World, and just warms your heart. Because it's a good place.
We've got a special breed of people up here, obviously, and I think that everybody that lives in small town Minnesota thinks it's the greatest place in the world, and that's what they should think. But I truly believe that Northwest Minnesota is a very special place. And some of the things that come up at our town hall meetings are the concerns that people have that we're losing a lot of that. You know, we are really losing a competitive advantage to North Dakota. And I appreciate everything that's going on in North Dakota, but there's no reason why we can't be doing those things here in Minnesota, too. You know, when you think about all the new taxes, all the regulations, all that stuff, and we've got these great companies up here that have all been started by individuals with an idea, and now we're just making it more and more and more difficult through regulations and taxes, and now too much of that expansion, the good fortune that they have is coming outside of the borders of the state of Minnesota, and we need to wake up in Minnesota and create a climate that encourages those businesses to stay here and expand here in Minnesota, and that's one of my main missions.
Is there any particular pieces of legislation that you're most concerned about right now, Dan?
Well, this being the un-session, you know, Governor Dayton's calling this the un-session. I would like to undo a whole bunch of taxes that they put in place. I met with farmers in Stephen, Minnesota, yesterday morning, and I met with the farmer from south of Oslo a couple of days ago. They're all concerned about the taxes that they've imposed on equipment repairs. You know, our gift and estate taxes are the highest in the country. And if you own farmland and farm machinery and so forth, to be able to pass that on to the next generation, it's becoming very difficult. I mean, there's been articles written about Minnesota is the worst place in the nation to die because of our gift and inheritance taxes. And this doesn't affect just people who are multi-millionaires. It affects the average small business owner that maybe owns a hardware store or a cafe on Main Street in Greenbush or Warren or whatever. People don't quite understand that, and it's becoming very, very apparent to me in conversations with small business owners and farmers and the certified public accountants that this is going to have a tremendously negative effect on Minnesota.
Besides taxes, anything else that you want Minnesotans to weigh in on with the members of the state legislature?
Well, you know, we have to continue. As a lot of people know, I was the chief author of House File 1 when I was a freshman, and that was our environmental review and permitting. We're trying to streamline those processes and make permitting quicker, make it easier, less costly, and more efficient, quite frankly. And oftentimes people have the misconception that the only place the permits are needed is when a business is asking to do a project. But the fact of the matter is that cities and counties need to get permits, too, for road projects. Maybe they're going to do an upgrade on their sewage treatment systems or something like that. They need all these permits from MPCA and DNR and so forth, too. Governor Dayton signed our bill in 2011, and we continued that permitting and process, streamlining in 2012. He signed that bill. The goal is 150 days last fall on the campaign trail up on the Iron Range, talking to the miners and the polymet interests and so forth. Talked about streamlining that process even further and getting it down to 90 days. Well, the governor's bill was not even heard. Representative Falk carried the governor's permitting bill. It didn't even get a hearing in the House. And on the other side of that, the chamber's bill, which was authored by Rick Hansen, and I was a co-author on that, didn't get a hearing either. So, you know, we need to continue those things. And then just the regulatory climate that's coming forward. You know, I have the good fortune to represent companies like Central Boiler and Heatmore that make wood-burning stoves that people use to heat their homes. And now EPA and MPCA are considering rules that would limit their ability to be able to continue to produce some of these things. And they're very, very discouraged by that. And, you know, we had a hearing in the legislature not too long ago on the polymet process and where they're at. It's been going on for 6 years, and I sit in the meetings that this has gone on so long, and I'm concerned that at some point they're just going to walk away from this, similar to what happened with Big Stone 2. Otter Tail Power Company and some of their investors walked away from a $30 million investment and just said, we can't take it anymore. And I'm concerned that we're going to lose out on billions of dollars worth of copper and nickel and palladium and all those other valuable minerals that we need for our iPads and cell phones and all that sort of stuff. And we don't seem to be making much progress.
And by the way, I want folks to know they need to contact their members of the legislature on these issues. That Paul Marquardt would represent Moorhead on the House side, Kent Eakin on the Senate side. In addition to every single member, Republican and Democrat, but a lot of the stuff starting with Dayton and the Democrats. So call your Democratic members and be heard before this unsession cranks up. Mark, your questions for Dan.
Well, it's just amazing to see the absolute all-out assault on good-hearted people trying to make a dream that turns into jobs and revenue for the state. Literally cutting off, killing the goose that provides all the economic eggs, and it's just. You just got to keep pounding away. I really appreciate your relentless effort, Dan.
Well, we do, and we do so. Thank you. I appreciate that, Mark. I really do. We do so many silly things in Minnesota that, we in the last legislative session, they put that solar mandate on, and granted, it's not a real big one, but then we exempt, luckily we exempted the rural, the co-ops and the municipals, but we didn't exempt the investor owns. But then they also then do a little carve-out over on the Iron Range. If you buy a solar panel that's made over on the Iron Range, you can get a 30% tax credit. Oh, by the way, if you buy one that's made in Alexandria, you don't get the tax credit. And then they exempt the mining and the timber industry, which from the solar mandate, being able to absorb the costs. But then who does absorb the costs? It's the homeowners, it's the small business owners, it's the hospitals, it's the nursing homes and the schools that have to absorb those costs. And then, you know, they didn't absorb or exempt the businesses in northwest Minnesota. And I told them on the House floor, you should be looking out for all of Minnesota, not just your own. And they said, well, the mining and the timber industry is real cyclical. And I said, well, excuse me, I've lived in Roseville for 30-plus years, 35, 38 years, and I've seen the cycles in the ag sector.
What about the snow cycles? You know, the snow cycle is just profound.
I lived in Roseville when there was about, 10 people working at the Polaris plant, and today there's 2,000, and I've seen 1,100 jobs shed at the Marvel Windows and Doors factory since the housing bubble burst. Now, thankfully, they're starting to rebound because the economy is proving in spite of what we're doing. So, I mean, there's just a whole list of things, the business taxes, the warehouse tax, and now this tax that they're proposing that came forward yesterday on fuel at the wholesale level. How would you like to own a gas station in Moorhead knowing that your gas is going to cost, 5% more than it does in Fargo? I mean, we just continue to come up with these ideas that maybe have some good intentions, but the unintended consequences are the things that we don't look at, like the school bullying bill that's coming forward. What a horrible piece of legislation. And that being said, I spent 34 and a half years in the classroom. I know what bullying is, and I don't approve of bullying. And we need to
solve
that.
But this is an agenda.
We also have programs in place in our local schools that are working. I just talked to
my
administrator at the Greenbush School this morning, and I've talked to all kinds of them. They don't want this. It's a $50 unfunded mandate per year per student. There's a lack of parental notification. And I guess what really gets under my skin the most is that you have a group of bureaucrats and politicians and advocates sitting in St. Paul coming up with this idea and somehow sending a message out to Roseville and Greenbush and Warren and Hallock and places like that, you people don't care enough about your students, and we know better than you do, and we're going to solve your problems for you. And, the way, you're going to have to figure out how to pay for it. And to me,
it's just a pretext. You know, this is just a pretext for control, and it's driven hard by the extreme fringe, the hard fringe of the gay rights movement, for one thing. You know, I got to ask you this question. Do you have a good enough relationship with Senator Stump? He seems to be a reasonable man. I've known him for a long time. You know, he's got a religious background in the Catholic Church. Certainly, has he read this bill? You know, him and Eakin, and there's a lot of senators that are going to have to decide to vote no. Otherwise, this thing is going to just really, and it's already passed the House, so the battle line now is in the Senate.
Absolutely right. And, obviously I voted against it in the House. It passed on a straight party line vote. I have not spoken directly to Senator Stump about this, but, he stood with us on the same-sex marriage stuff and so forth. I certainly wouldn't be surprised if he opposes this, but I don't know that. And yes,
I played with you as a colleague from Senate District 1 to ask him personally, because his constituency, is extremely, they want the autonomy of the local thing, but also they don't want to have this oppressive pretext to force all this re-education and it sounds Soviet, the kind of indoctrination that's going to be going on.
Yeah, it's very, very troubling to me, and you hit the nail right on the head. I'm not, and I will have a conversation with Senator Stump, obviously. I'll see him next week.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is What's on Your Mind with Mark the Freedom Poet. I'm Scott Hennon. Mark will be here later this afternoon, 2 until 5. On the Common Sense Club, and we'll be continuing with What's on Your Mind. Busy program today here momentarily, but want to wrap up with State Representative Dan Fabian, Republican from Roseau. Dan, anything else you want to share with our listeners before we let you go?
Oh, man. It's hard to narrow it down to just one or two things. But, yeah, I just think that we're fighting, you know, what's interesting. We sat in committee a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about Roundup Ready resistance, and one of the representatives, DFLers from southern Minnesota, started talking about the corrosive effects of profits. And I just sat there. I could hardly even get my mouth closed again. I was just so stunned by those words. I'm almost speechless. And I didn't even ask a follow-up question because I really didn't want to give the person a chance to kind of wiggle out of that. But yeah, we've got a lot of things that we have to face in this legislative session. You know, we've got new regulations. This is supposed to be the un-session. I guess I'll leave it with this. This is supposed to be the un-session. It's going to be interesting to see what we undo this session. It's going to be interesting to talk to people next October and November to see what did they do during the 2014 legislation, the legislative session, that made it easier for you to do business, to raise your family, to make a profit, to till your fields, and those sorts of things. That's going to be very interesting to me.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, keep fighting, Dan. We appreciate you doing what you're doing, and look forward to lots of updates during the unsession as well. So travel safely down to St. Paul and stay in touch, okay?
Thank you. We sure will. Yep. Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Mark. Bye-bye. Have a great day. Enjoy the weekend.
Bye. Thanks, Dan.
Steve Muzzy, by the way, of Central Boiler, is a guest that that I want to get on because, you know, out of Greenbush, Minnesota, one of the folks that, that Dan represents, whose livelihood is being threatened by the EPA. I mean, think about that. I mean, just unbelievable. All right, should we talk about this weather here? Yikes. In the valley, patchy blowing snow, slight chance of snow afternoon, mostly cloudy. Temps falling to around 18 by tonight, so the nice weather's gone. Wave it goodbye, but blustery. North-northwest wind 9 to 14, increasing to 20 to 25 in the afternoon. Wind gusts as high as 33. Tonight, cloudy, about 2 below. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 8 above. Friday night, partly cloudy, low around 6 degrees below zero. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 7. Out in the patch, areas of blowing snow and scattered snow showers before noon today. Then snow showers between noon and 1, partly sunny, high near 11. Wind chill values as low as 15 below. Blustery. Here's what you'll have in the patch today. Northwest wind 15 to 24. Gusts as high as 36. Chance of precip 50%. About a half inch today possible. Tonight, minus 6. Wind chill values down to 20 below. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 14. Wind chill values 20 below. Friday night, mostly cloudy, 5 below. Saturday, cloudy and cold, high around 9 above. So the Weather Service has told us wind advisory for far southwest and south central today, because we're talking about wind gusts there as high as 50 miles an hour.
Mm.
And that'll be through mid-afternoon, okay, for southwest and south central North Dakota. Then a hazardous weather outlook that includes a bunch of counties, actually, throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. And eastern North Dakota, west central, and northwest Minnesota mainly. Northerly winds increasing this afternoon, gusting over 30 miles an hour at times in the valley, with some patchy blowing and drifting snow, reducing visibilities down to 3 miles at times. Then Friday through Wednesday, bitterly cold temperatures overspreading the entire region by the weekend, persisting into next week. Dangerous wind chill temps will likely develop Friday night and persist through through next week. You're shaking your head, Mark. You didn't want to hear that?
Oh, and I'm thinking about the people that are thinking about driving to Minneapolis. They probably better reconsider, because that is turning from bad to horrible.
Yeah, exactly. So I know a lot of folks that were making plans to head that way have headed out earlier.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, man.
Makes sense. Right now, 27 in Fargo, 19 in Grand Forks, Jamestown 29, Devil's Lake 9, Wahpeton 30 degrees, Valley City 27 degrees, Detroit Lakes 32, Alexandria 32, Thief River Overcast 16, and Fergus Falls, Minnesota 28, Watertown at 32 degrees. Aberdeen, lots of flag listeners to AM 1100, the flag down there in Aberdeen. We appreciate you. 31 degrees. Folks listening out in the patch on the Boomin Bakken Talk Radio, AM 1090, KTGO. You've got right now 7 degrees in Minot, 6 in Williston, 5 in Tioga, 7 in Stanley, Dickinson at 11, Sydney, Montana at 12. Anybody that would like to go to the 2014 Red River Valley Home and Garden Show for free? It's an $8 admission. It's a good cure for cabin fever.
Everything's spring.
Exactly.
Fountains and
hot tubs
and just spring, happy.
Landscaping ideas and, you know, tractors and, you know, I mean, like garden tractors and every little gizmo, and it's a lot of fun. You really just, you know, home improvement projects, and it's really a neat deal. The Home Builders Association of Fargo-Moorhead puts it in. I love this show. And they have great seminars. It goes tomorrow 3 to 9 p.m., Saturday 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday from 11 to 5. And if you call 855-200-1776, I have them in family 4-packs. You know what? I'll do family 5-packs.
Really?
Maybe you want to bring the neighbor kids.
That's a $40 gift, folks.
Exactly right. So a $40 family 5-pack, yours. All you have to do is call 855-200-1776. Leave your email address so we can tell you how to pick them up.
How many people are you going to give them to?
As many call. Until what? They're gone. 855-200-1776. When you call, though, press 1 so you can leave us a message with your name and email address. Family 5-pack on us. 855-200-1776.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.